The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Arthur Godfrey and his Talent Scouts.
Hello, hello. This is Arthur Godfrey, the red-headed Ronald Coleman. He's very British, and I'm very reddish. In fact, if he was any more British, he couldn't talk at all, could he? Before I go any farther with this show, though, I want to read a telegram just handed to me. It says, please inform entire radio audience that in answer to thousands of inquiries, things here are okay. Signed, Glacamora. Now, we're in a very sad state of affairs here tonight. This is the Godfrey Tuesday Night Talent Scout Show, in which we of CBS are very happy to present five talented acts discovered by you, the public, as talent scouts. You see or hear somebody you think is great, you write me here at CBS New York 22, and we write back telling you that when we can audition the talent that you have found. I'd like to get one thing straight. We answer all the letters we get, but because we do get so doggone many, thank goodness, it may take a little time to get around to yours. We've got six girls up in our office who do nothing but answer your letters. Except, of course, for the time out to powder their noses now and then. So go out and scout up some talent for us, but be a little patient, will you? You don't want people to point to our staff and say, look at Godfrey's girls with their shiny noses. You wouldn't want that. So we'll get on with the show, and what I'm worried about is my audience reaction indicator here. It's all phooey tonight. Just before we went on the air, I always test this thing and show the audience how it works, and the thing is absolutely snap-foo here. So I don't know how we're going to do it. I'll figure it out as we go along. Let's meet our first talent scout, who is Mr. Donald K. Staley. Good evening, Mr. Staley. And what line of work are you in, please, sir?
I'm a lawyer, but I'm also president of the Silver Spring Board of Trade in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Well, well, Silver Spring, Maryland is my old hometown. That's a suburb of Washington, D.C. Tell me, sir, since you're president of the board, why do they call it Silver Spring? Is there such a thing there?
Indeed.
There is, really?
Yes.
Where is it?
Near the district line on Eastern Avenue.
And a spring that comes with silver?
Well, not anymore. It was a part of an old mica mine, which makes it silver-looking.
Oh, that's very interesting. That's very interesting. What else do you do, sir, in your spare time besides all of those things?
I happen to be a radio sponsor.
A radio sponsor? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, have a chair, have a cigar. Have a network. Boy, one solid gold microphone for Mr. Staley, please. I trust you're quite comfortable, sir?
Quite.
Right. I'd like to tell you what a distinct novelty this is, Mr. Staley. We've been on the air almost 10 months, you know, and we've had everything on the program but a sponsor. Just what is it, please, sir, that you sponsor?
Our Board of Trade in Silver Spring, Maryland, has a radio show over at Washington, D.C. station, pointing out the advantages of our town to people who are thinking of leaving Washington.
Oh, you mean like Democrats? Well, tell me about the talent you brought us tonight, sir.
When we first started our show, we made a very happy choice in singers. We engaged a girl named Joby Reynolds.
Joby?
That's short for Joby Anna.
Oh, Joby Reynolds, yes?
Well, before Joby came to our show, she'd been in musical comedy and nightclubs. Then she quit working to get married.
Quit working to get married? My dear sir. And a possible sponsor. If you will permit me, when a girl gets married, she doesn't quit working. She starts. The only thing is, she works longer. She doesn't make as much money. She takes a lot more abuse. And if she quits, people point their finger at her and say, there goes Mrs. Jones. She couldn't hold her man. But apparently your friend Joby is anxious to resume her career, Mr. Staley.
She didn't lose her man, but she wants to sing, too. That's why we're here tonight, Arthur.
And that's why we're both here. So as long as you and I got together, let's see what happens when your talent meets a mic in an Archie Blyer arrangement. Ladies and gentlemen, Joby Reynolds.
Somebody loved me, I wonder who, I wonder who he can be. Somebody loved me, I wish I knew who he can be for with me. For every boy who passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loved me, I wonder who. Maybe it's you. Oh, who he can be worries me. Of every boy who passes by, I shout amen. You were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loved me, I wonder who. Maybe it's you.
It was Joby Reynolds singing Somebody Loves Me, I Wonder Who. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. She knows, believe me, she does. When I sing that song, it's known as Somebody Loves Me, Well, You Bet. Our next talent scout is Eddie Michaels. Hi, Eddie. What's with you?
Not very much, Arthur.
Tell us a little bit about that not very much, will you?
Okay. I'm in New York studying, and I've been here since I got out of the Army.
Before the war?
I was taking a pre-med course at the University of Buffalo.
Where'd you serve in the Army, Eddie?
I had a part in the all-soldier musical, This Is the Army.
Uh-huh.
It was in that show that I met the talent that I brought here tonight.
Who is that?
His name is Joe Allen, and he came to our show after he'd produced an all-soldier show at Fort Eustis, Virginia.
Fort Eustis? Generally referred to by the GIs as Fort Useless.
That's the place. Well, anyhow, Irving Berlin heard Joe sing down in Virginia and arranged for him to be in our show.
Uh-huh.
So he joined us while we were in Chicago.
Good voice?
Solid. And that's not all.
What is all?
Well, Joe and I became pretty friendly in the show, and I found out a little of his background. He's from Texas, where he had gone to Hardin-Simmons University, and he came out with a B.A. and a Bachelor of Music degree.
Hmm.
Before that, he had been in Hollywood, where he was in pictures.
Apparently, that didn't turn out so well, though, huh?
It sure did. He was the biggest thing in pictures.
He was?
He sure was. Joe was the original Donald Duck.
No.
Yes!
Well, now, that's pretty ducky. Donald Duck, huh? That's one of my favorite characters. Let's bring on this talented friend of yours, Eddie. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Allen.
Thank you. And now I'd like you to meet my first and best friend in show business, Donald Duck. Donald, I understand that you just returned from a visit to Europe. What boat did you come over on?
Oh,
I am, huh? Well, listen, weren't you afraid of catching cold and losing your voice, huh?
Oh, Joe. That would be a catastrophe.
Yeah, I guess you would, yes. Listen, Donald, tell us, how did you develop that terrific temperament of yours, huh?
Well, I didn't, you know. I'm an Irishman.
An Irishman? Well, then you must have been in your glory yesterday, being St. Patrick's Day and so on, eh?
Yes, the glory I was.
Well, Donald, listen, will you recite for us now the poem that you did in that first cartoon? Will you do that?
Well, I'll try, but I'm not sure. Okay. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you
Have you ever heard the story of how Ireland got its name? I'll tell you so you'll understand from whence old Ireland came. Sure, a little bit of a heaven fell from out the sky one day and nestled on the ocean in a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair, they said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there. So they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrocks grow. 'Tis the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver to make it flake so grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called it Ireland.
It was Joe Allen. Joe Allen, and a fine broth of a lad he is. Broth. That's soup. Only in his case, it's duck soup. But look, Joe comes back in the grand finale later on. Right now, I want you to meet our next talent scout, who is Gloria Marden. Hiya, Gloria. You look like a native New Yorker, are you?
Yes, but I wasn't born here.
You're a native New Yorker, but you weren't born in New York? How do you figure a thing out like that?
I've been here so long, I feel like a native.
I'm a real native New Yorker, you know. I live in Virginia, I go to school in Jersey, and I work in Washington. Whom are you scouting for, Miss Marden?
The girl I brought is a violinist. Her name is Florence Lee.
Florence Lee, where'd you hear her?
I heard her at a party about a year ago. She's a concert violinist.
Has she done any concerts here?
No, but she's played a lot in Hollywood.
What selection is she going to do for us tonight?
It's a classic composition entitled Spanish Dance by Rehfeld.
Well, call out the castanets and shove me into a shawl. Let's listen to it, played on the violin by Miss Florence Lee.
Thank you.
was Florence Lee. Florence Lee playing Rayfield's Spanish Dance. And Miss Lee's take in this little production of ours is $100, the same as every act on the show gets. And the talent scouts get $25 apiece. But if the talent he brought wins the grand finale, he gets $100. And the talent gets a lot of stuff about which we'll tell you later on. Let's say hello to Miss Bernice Rivell, our next talent scout. Where are you from, Miss Rivell?
Binghamton, New York. I work here, though. I'm with the War Assets Administration, and I'm Chief of Employee Relations.
Chief of Employee Relations. What happens if the employees have no relations? It sounds like a very interesting job. What do you do?
I'm in charge of complaints, and do I get a lot of them?
You get complaints? Come here. I get so mad sometimes I could just shove a banana right into a refrigerator. I could. whom are you scouting for, Miss Rivell?
Well, there's a girl who works at the War Assets Administration named Mimi Jordy, and she happens to have a sister.
She happens to have a sister. All right, and what is her sister's name?
Dorothy Jardy, and she sings.
Tell me about her. Where'd you meet her?
Well, she's from New Orleans, and she's worked in a lot of nightclubs in the South, such as the Dunes in Pinehurst, Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and the Drum in Carroll Gables, Florida, and a TikTok club up in Montreal. But she's in New York studying voice now.
Well, now, let's bring her out here and let's see what she's doing in the way of studying. Archie, how about an introduction for one of New Orleans' queens, Dorothy Jordy?
I'd like to sing a medley of songs from George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. It ain't necessarily so. For things that you're liable to read in the Bible ain't necessarily so. A little David was small, but oh my. Little David was small, but oh my. He fought big Goliath who laid down and died. David was small, but oh my. Wadoo, zimbamboodaloo, but all that's a scattywa. Lived 900 years. Yes, Methuselah lived 900 years. But who calls that a living when no gal'll give in to no man with 900 years? It ain't necessarily so. Cotton is high, oh, your daddy's rich, and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings Daddy and Mammy standing by.
That was Dorothy Jordy singing a Gershwin medley, and my meter's working again. Everything is fine. I'm glad of that. I've been watching it to see. It's finally got it hooked up so we can choose a winner tonight. I was a little bit worried. Our next talent scout is Harold Marvin. Harold, what sort of work do you do?
I'm a professional basketball player.
Professional, huh? With what college do you play?
I'm with a professional team called the Cavaliers. I'm a forward.
Well, you're a forward, huh? Shake, I'm a backward. Between the two of us, we make a normal, huh? Whom are you scouting for, Harold?
My brother, Larry Marvin.
Larry Marvin? I know that name. Isn't he working at a nightclub here in New York?
He was at the embassy until last night. He'd been there several months.
I remember now. He made quite a hit, too. When did Larry start singing?
In 1943, Larry was out of California, and our Uncle Willie Howard decided he ought to sing professionally.
Willie Howard, your uncle? The greatest comedian in the business. My, my, my. And Larry went out to see him, huh? What did he ask him?
Larry went out to see...
That's right. Larry went out to see him.
Larry went out to see him to ask whether he thought Larry was ready.
That's right. And, you got me doing it now. Well, tell me, where did he sing before the embassy?
He started at Laurel's Country Club, and then he went to Maxim's in the Bronx, and then a lot of people saw him at the Pink Elephant in Brooklyn.
Yes, in Brooklyn, pink elephants see people. Well, thanks, Harold, for coming up. Let's hear from your singing brother, Larry Marvin.
Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed. We vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. The world wasn't blue, there were stars in the sky, except for the few that were there in your eyes. Dear, as I held you so close in my arms, angels were humming a hymn to your charms. Your heart gently beating, murmuring low, darling, I love you so. Your eyes aglow with a rose in your hair, hearts beating madly, but we didn't care. I held you near me, whispered so low, my darling, I love you so. Could we but relive that sweet moment, sublime, we'd find that our love is an
finale time. That was Larry Marvin. Now, this is the time when you in the studio here will measure on this thing, which is working now, by your applause, who you think deserves the first place tonight. I'd like to ask you, please don't whistle, will you? That louses up this whole thing here. Please don't whistle. Just applaud when we ask you to for the contestants. Let's bring them out one at a time now. First of all, remember the Somebody Loves You lady, Joby Reynolds.
Somebody loves me, I wonder who, I wonder who he can be. Somebody loves me.
Thank you. Now here's Donald Duck in person and a bit of his Irish lullaby, Joe Allen.
Sure, a little bit of a heaven above out the sky one day, and
well,
Thank you. And now the violinist, Miss Florence Lee. Thank you. The Gershwin Girl, Dorothy Jordy.
Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high.
And in conclusion, the young baritone who sang the anniversary song, Larry Marvin.
Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed. We vowed our to love.
Well, that's it. That's our show. You here in the studio have selected a winner, and the applause indicator says it's Joe Allen. Well, Joe.
Swell, boy. Swell, swell.
Oh, fine. You feel pretty good, Joe, huh?
Feel great. Ready good. To go to work.
Want to go to work with me tomorrow morning, huh?
I'd like to, yes, sir.
Good, really. Good. We bring the duck with you, will you?
I couldn't possibly duck out on him, no.
Good, we want you to sing some Irish songs for us all week, and we got some nightclub dates lined up for you, too, and maybe another movie deal. Are you tired of that?
Tired? Started.
All right, Joe. It's awfully nice to have you, and we look forward to seeing you every day next week on the Godfrey Show in the morning.
Thank you very much.
Good luck
to
you.
Good night.
A little reminder, folks, before we go, that in peace as well as in war, the Red Cross carries on. You never heard of any national disaster, any fire, any flood, when the Red Cross wasn't called on to help. And now it's our time to help the Red Cross. Let's give to it. It has given so much to all of us. Now, good night. Be the good Lord willing, we'll see you at the same time next Tuesday. And tomorrow morning at 11, when you'll hear Joe Allen with us and all the little Godfreys.
Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts, the feature presentation of CBS and its affiliated stations, and was produced by Irving Mansfield. It's the CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.